Okay, we're recording. All right, so please state your name, your age, and if you want to give it, the school you're going to.
Hi, my name is Preston Potter. I'm 20 years old, and I currently attend Hill Junior College.
All right. And you prefer he, him pronouns, just to be clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So prior to the pandemic, did you take your classes online, in person, or did you do a mix of both?
I did a little mix of both. I started out in class, and then because I'm a student athlete as well, and so taking online classes was a better fit for me because I was able to balance athletics and school a lot easier.
So you don't meet up with Zoom meetings or anything like that. So the change from a mix to solely online, that wasn't difficult. There hasn't been any difficulty in the transition.
It hasn't been a huge adjustment for me because I kind of was already online, and so it's kind of already was kind of used to it. But it's definitely a lot different from home and whatnot.
Right. So what was the most difficult part of changing, if there was one?
I'd say the most difficult part was probably doing school from home, because you find I find myself less motivated sometimes just to do my work and just kind of be productive like I would be if I was at school, because then you kind of get in a routine, and it's just, to me, it's a little difficult from home, but it's definitely manageable and definitely getting it done.
Okay. So do you feel like you suffer from tech overload or tech fatigue between social media, classwork, and then taking all your classes online? Do you feel like it's too much?
Yeah, I'd say I do get kind of fatigued and whatnot. If I'm sitting behind the computer for too long, my mind starts to kind of get overwhelmed and whatnot, so I gotta kind of just stop take my mind off to do something else for however long I need, and then just come back to it and finish, and then just kind of carry on as I need to.
Okay. So far in this semester, what has been the biggest challenge for you, and how are you overcoming it, if you are overcoming it?
Yeah, biggest challenge for me is just kind of, I kind of said earlier, relearning my schedule, and just kind of for a while I was stuck in the same routine of getting my work done and whatnot, and then now that I'm working from home and working a full-time job and then training for baseball, I have to kind of relearn a new schedule and just kind of learn a new process, and obviously, it takes some time to kind of adjust to that. But
so do you feel like it's a process of overcoming, or it's something that you're constantly learning? It's not, okay, I know how to do this, jump that hurdle.
It's definitely something I'm still learning, because it's each day is kind of different. You got different stuff that pops up here and there, but it's definitely, I'm still managing it and working through it.
Good. Okay. So if this is how we're going to be doing classes until we get a vaccine, or if we are able to get things into manageable, if we're not able to get things under manageable numbers, how are you going to adapt to future semesters of online only classes?
I would say I would just definitely, because the longer we do it, the more we spend doing online classes, everybody, including myself, will be able to kind of become more comfortable with it and more used to it. And so just as long as, the internet and everything stays, there's no issues with the computers or anything, it'd probably be fine.
Do you prefer online classes? Why? Or if you don't, why not?
To me, it depends on the class, because some classes are easier online and some classes are easier in person. It just depends on the workload. And then I'm personally a hands-on learner, and so just scrolling on a computer, typing on a computer, just sometimes just doesn't work for me. And so it just depends on the class.
All right. Let's talk about baseball for a minute. So you mentioned you're a student athlete. How is that working out for you this semester? Like, how are you staying in touch with your teammates? Are you able to maintain that sense of brotherhood and camaraderie that comes with a normal season of baseball?
Yeah, we have a group chat and whatnot, and we're always just kind of just chatting and just seeing what's up and whatnot. Because also we don't see each other every single day like we would normally, but like we definitely meet up and practice together and whatnot, and we'll hang out here and there. And obviously we still try to be safe and whatnot, just so we could, you know, hopefully help bring this to an end. But like, we definitely keep in touch and just keep kind of things as normal as we can.
Right. So you still feel like you're able to be a team, even though you can't be a team all the time.
Right.
So how do you stay sane, you know, when you work in a grocery store and then you go home and you do your online classes? It's a lot. I mean, this is a crazy world, a crazy year. How do you keep yourself sane and just not rocking in a corner?
I like to run. Running, I've always been a runner all my life, and like, it just kind of, it's nice and relaxing. It's free, just like feel the wind in your face and whatnot. And then obviously I love baseball, and so anything I get to do that involves baseball is kind of like my escape, and it just kind of relieves like stresses or anything that I may be experiencing.
So so that's what you do for fun or relaxation is baseball.
That's exactly what I do. Yeah.
Do you do anything else, or?
I like to hunt, and then like I'm involved in cars. Like, I love cars and working on cars and stuff. So it's like kind of do anything outside is nice and relaxing to me.
So what is one thing that you didn't expect to encounter in online learning?
I didn't expect how time consuming like doing your work would be, because normally like in a class setting, like I find it like easier and quicker to get work done and whatnot, but like working from home, you're a lot of distractions, and just kind of the motivation, if it's not there, I tend to take a little longer to get stuff done, longer than usual, and so it's just kind of a big headache.
And what's the best thing and the worst thing about online learning that you feel?
The best thing would be getting more sleep. Sleep's very important, especially if you're a student athlete and whatnot. But like, the worst thing I feel like would just be, I don't feel like I'm learning as much as I would in person. And so it's just kind of, obviously there's pros and cons to everything, but those are probably like the two things for me.
Do you have any other thoughts about the semester or learning online or anything else? I mean, being a student athlete that maybe not everyone might consider. Any other thoughts about the combination of all those things that you're doing in addition to surviving a pandemic year?
I'd say just like for me, just kind of finding a balance with everything and just kind of making school kind of go smoothly, and then be able to still put 100% into both sides, baseball and school, because obviously school is very important, and then also preparing yourself for school and baseball.
All right. Well, I think that will wrap things up for us. Thank you, Preston.
You're very welcome.
And we'll see you back out on the sales floor.